This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is, Peter Scoop Stanton with a frog in his throat with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, brought to you by the Liberty News Broadcasting Company. Today is Saturday, February 11th, 2023. Walter, how are we doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, except one thing, the price of helium has gone up.
Why do you think the price of helium is going up, sir?
All those Chinese and Japanese balloons being floating around.
Right. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But breaking news, Montana had secured its airspace for security reasons. But then they opened up the airspace, and then they said that it was a radar anomaly that was going on in Montana. I'm currently watching Fox News, and this reporter or this anchor that they have at 10 o'clock Eastern time just absolutely stinks. They couldn't get good people. They got this dude who's probably a producer, or they got him on the cheap to sit there, and he's just bombing. I feel sorry for the poor guy. Anyways, we want to say hello to our special listeners, including Little Billy Keebler and the men and the alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Be safe, one and all. Also, we want to say hello to our special, our favorite teacher, Miss Crabtree, of a certain school district. Keep plugging away, Miss Crabtree. Force order of business. As always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. We have a couple of names to read off. First, we want to remember Police Officer Gonzalo Carrasco Jr. of the Selma, California Police Department. End of watch, January 31st, 2023. His killer is in custody. Police Officer Sean Slaglansky of the McKeesport, Pennsylvania Police Department. End of watch, February 6th, 2023. His killer is in custody. And Police Officer Peter E.C. Jerving of the Milwaukee, Wisconsin Police Department, end of watch, February 7th, 2023. And fortunately, his killer is in the ground. But like I said before, folks, we are following a breaking news story with Montana airspace being secured and then reopened. Also, a flying object was shot in the Yukon Territory in Canada. It's not one of the provinces, just even north of Canada, they have what they call territories. But if we find anything out, we'll let you know as soon as possible. But anyways, here is my, I have a theory about all these balloons and UFOs and flying saucers and what have you. I am thoroughly convinced now that the Biden crime family is working with the Chinese Communist Party. Because last week, and now this week, we were distracted by what? A Chinese spy balloon flying over the United States, and the White House and Department of Defense waited until last Saturday to shoot it down. And China, the United States, all of our allies, and many other nations already have satellites spying on one another. They can look down, see who we are texting on our cell phones. But they brought this 15th century mechanism flying across the U.S. But anyways, China sends the balloon over the U.S. that people can see with the naked eye. That's not very good spying, if you will. And the balloon is shot down on Saturday. Now, 3 days later was the State of the Union speech that everybody was talking before it occurred and after it occurred. So you have the spy balloon, you have the State of the Union speech, but what happened 2 weeks ago? What was going on 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, everybody, including the mainstream dumpster fire media, was talking about the Biden classified document scandal. Now, with Balloon Gates, the State of the Union, and now UFOs flying over across the United States and in Canadian territories, guess what? We're talking about UFOs again. And what we are not talking about, the Biden classified document scandal. Anyways, bravo, Mr. President, for a job well done. You're able to get the heat off of you and your family. Well, what say you about the my theory about the Chinese spy balloon in the Biden crime family?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it was a diversion of for a time, but I don't know about conspiracy or anything. But I don't know how much money was up in that balloon that got blown out. Never saw reports on what the recovery was for real. So you know,
right? Well, that's all. That's all going to be classified.
You know, it could have been, you know, trying to get off his laptop out of the country. You know, it could have been a lot of things. But I don't know about a conspiracy to hide that his Corvette had all those, you know, was surrounded by, you know, documents and stuff that it shouldn't have had. You know, it is what it is. It's over. And just like anything else, people have already moved on.
Right.
You know, on both instances, the documents and the stupid balloon.
Right.
So, you know, you just got to see if this, you know, the Republican-controlled House, you know, has, you know, waivers big enough to keep pounding on the door about the documents. Well, you know, right. That remains to be seen. We'll see.
Right. Right, right. But meanwhile, while the Biden or the Chinese spy balloon was making its tour across the continental United States and people saying, shoot it down, don't shoot it down, Biden gave you orders to shoot it down. The Pentagon said they weren't going to shoot it down. People are saying Donald Trump, during the Trump administration, three Chinese spy balloons were in U.S. airspace. And anyways, here's my take on it. I'm not going to use any conservative media analysis or input whatsoever. I mean, first of all, we have eyes everywhere, including this guy's. Commercial aircraft, military aircraft, private-owned planes, private jets. You have FAA radar all over the place, as well as NORAD. Then you also have groups called tail watchers who follow aircraft by the tail numbers on the internet. And they just want to see planes fly from one destination to another, how long it takes them to fly, what kind of aircraft it is. But anyways, we come back, we'll talk about the media in the Chinese spy balloon. Also, we want to talk about some awful programming, including the State of the Union, the Grammys, and my Super Bowl and Valentine's Day predictions. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back, 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at lovingliberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com. Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. I was not posting insults on Twitter tonight. I was saying hello to Ms. Crabtree. Anyways, back to Chinese spy balloon Gates. The media had to say, oh, three balloons came into U.S. airspace under Trump. And I'm raising the Bravo Sierra flag because not only do you have 300 sets of eyes, you have radar all over the U.S., you have NORAD, you have all sorts of planes, commercial aircraft, military aircraft, crop dusters, helicopters, traffic helicopters, and nobody says a gosh darn thing. Secondly, the dumpster fire media would report anything and everything bad about Donald Trump. Remember the scandal, the so-called scandal of him feeding the koi fish in Japan? Him walking down the ramp at West Point, drinking water with two hands, January 6th? Anyways, the media has spent 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to get Donald Trump. Now, something like three gigantic Chinese spy balloons flying in U.S. airspace would have made the news on CNN, but or it would have been leaked because for whatever reason, people hate the swamp hated Trump and they fought back. They leaked everything. But in other words, the media is just full of crap. Well, what say you about the allegation of three Chinese spy balloons in U.S. airspace and under Trump?
Yeah, never heard nothing about it. That would have been thrown in, you know, at least during the second impeachment hearings. Who knows? These people are just coming up with so many different things about Mr. Trump. You know, he's, you know, next year's an election, and they're trying to make him as to be worse than he was when he was, in office, and trying to just downplay Joe Biden. I don't know how many people booed the other night during the State of the Union. I personally didn't watch it or listen or have any interest in hearing what that man was going to, what was going to stumble out of his mouth. But I understand there was quite a bit of people that were booing him. Right. And, that should be a tell-all. I remember the State of the Union when Rush Limbaugh got the Congressional Medal of Honor. Where did he get the?
He got the Medal of Freedom.
Medal of Freedom, and
right,
and Joe Biden is trying to maintain his freedom and his son's freedom. So it's a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of cover-ups. Right. Every time he opens up his mouth. And that idiot vice president was sitting behind him cackling the whole damn time. So, just a farce. I mean, if there's 86 countries in the world, 85 of them were laughing at us.
Right. And like I always said, Walter, nobody goes to jail in this town. It's like the movie Goodfellas. The only person that go to jail are the colored stick-up men that fell asleep at the wheel of the getaway car. But you brought us right to our next topic, the State of the Union. Last week, the White House gave a correction. The President of the United States was on some medication, so he was coherent and awake past 9 o'clock in the p.m. to deliver the State of the Union address. Now, the President is required to give a report to the Leader of the House, House Speaker, but not to read it out loud. But it's just a tradition, and it's just politicking, and I just loved it when Donald Trump would give the State of the Union. But anyways, it was the same old thing from like 30, 40 years ago. The same old liberal policies that have been tried and failed some more. And here are the highlights. He talked about climate change, which was previously known as global warming, but it was changed to climate change because it got cold. Then it got hot. And the temperature has been warmer in some places this year and colder in other places this year. I mean, climate change is nothing more than a way for the government to take more control of you and your money. Biden also said pay their fair share. I mean, this is something Bill Clinton came out during his term of office. Biden wants businesses worth over $1 billion to pay more taxes and people earning over $400,000 a year to pay more taxes. And of course, this will lead more businesses moving off America's shores and less money in the economy. Now, if I'm running a billion-dollar bank, Chase Bank, or a technology company, and guess what? I'm going to put my headquarters in the Cayman Islands or somewhere where it's a tax haven, because I don't want to pay for more government nonsense. But moving right along, Biden also called out evil oil companies. Now, whenever the price of gas goes up, it's the evil oil companies' fault. It's not the fact of supply and demand or issues across the globe concerning supply and demand or weather or the ability to refine crude oil into gasoline and diesel, so on and so forth. Now, when President Trump opened up the Keystone Pipeline and federal land for oil exploration, the U.S. not only became an oil exporter, but the price of fuel just dropped to the floor. Now, unfortunately, when this last incident occurs, you have a terrorist attack in, say, Israel, the price of gas automatically goes up, even though the gas in the tanks at the gas station was not added or so forth. But anyways, there was a time where the market price of crude oil went below zero, that there was just so much crude oil on the open market that nobody wanted it, because everybody that needed crude oil had crude oil. So anyways, that's another enemy of Democrats is evil oil companies, even though everything we own needs oil one way or another. Gas, motor oil, all your plastic wear, all your clothing, just everything needs petroleum products. Now, Biden also came out with a lie that Republicans want to cut Social Security. We hear this every election season. We hear Democrats say that grandma wants to, they want grandma to live out in the street, eat dog food, not take her medication, or throw her off a cliff. I mean, Social Security is known as a third rail politics, meaning if you mess with it, your political career is over, from groups such as the AARP. Now, the problem is that Social Security is running out of money, and there are literally file cabinets filled with IOUs from Congress stating that we'll pay you back the money we took from the general fund. And here's a couple things about Social Security real quick. One, it was a Ponzi scheme that FDR took from, guess who? Nazi Germany and Adolf Hitler. Second of all, we have more people collecting than contributing to it. Third, people that do collect Social Security are living longer. So anyways, Congress used the Social Security Super Fund as the petty cash fund, and now we're broke. And Democrats, instead of figuring out to fix things, they just blame it on Republican. And then Biden goes off to say police need more oversight. Now, since the LAPD assisted the California Highway Patrol in March of 1991, Democrats have been hammering it to law enforcement. We saw it in 2020 with the St. George of fentanyl. We saw it in the mid-90s with Abner Lima and Amadou Diallo in New York. And now we see it in Memphis in 2023. And we were told, Walt, you were there since the 1970s, that police need to look like the community that they serve. So white people were passed over for civil service exams. And then white cops were passed over promotions. And this affected people like you and Jim, our own Jim Lancia. So another lie was comprehensive immigration reform, another tired tactic. Comprehensive immigration reform is nothing more than saying that they want amnesty for illegal aliens or simply rewarding trespassing. But, you know, kudos for the GOP for finally calling out Joe Biden's bullcrap, because we are in big trouble. And it's a matter of time before the American empire is no more. Well, what say you before we go to our next break?
Well, I just don't understand how, let me put it this way. Way back in 1977, Jimmy Carter said, well, raise the price of gas and nobody will buy it, you know, during the gas shortage way back when, in 1975, 1976. And I remember it going up to 59 cents a gallon, okay? And guess what? You know, people use their cars every day. They went and they paid it. They had to. They had to get to work. Okay, same thing now. People are paying their $3, $4, $5 plus a gallon because they still have to go to work.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Another unidentified object has been shot down today. This after one was shot down yesterday and a Chinese spy balloon was taken out of the sky a week ago. John Schaefer fills us in on today's flying object.
This went over Canadian airspace. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeting that Canadian and U.S. aircraft were scrambled and a U.S. F-22 successfully shot it down. NBC correspondent Dan DeLuce raising the question, why are we seeing so many?
Is this because there's a heightened sensitivity as the U.S. and the Canadian military watch the airspace over North America? Or is there something else here? Is it connected to a foreign adversary?
The high-altitude airborne object shot down over the Yukon. Trudeau said he has spoken with President Biden, and Canadian forces will now recover the object. I'm John Schaefer.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says no more troopers will be disciplined over the response to the Uvalde mass shooting. The DPS investigated the conduct of seven troopers. One was fired and another faces termination. The Chiefs linebacker Nick Bolton talks about when it actually hit him that he was playing in the Super Bowl tomorrow.
It really didn't hit me until I probably walked across the stage, man. I saw the trophy for the first time in person. It's kind of one of those things you kind of watch on TV, never really see it in person, but when you see it in person, it makes it all real.
Super Bowl 57 on Fox. It begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. SpaceX is planning to send more Starlink satellites into orbit this weekend if the weather cooperates. The private space company has a launch scheduled for just after midnight, early Sunday morning, at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. But the launch conditions are only 20% go. Forecasters are concerned about strong winds and clouds in the area. Monday is the backup day. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, 75radio.org. Number 75radio.org. Walt, before we had a news break, did you have any more thoughts about the State of the Union with just the lies and just the tired old, same old front coming from Biden?
Yeah, it's the same old nonsense. You know, he didn't address, you know, people that have to work for a living or people that are now on fixed income, you know, from working for a living. You know, he, like I said, I just saw the highlights, and most of the highlights was that idiot behind him cackling and, you know, and him stumbling, you know, with the nonsense coming out of his face. So nobody liked it, obviously, because people were yelling and booing. You know, they didn't boo Charles Manson that bad when he showed up to court in 1969, 1970. So, you know, it's just unbelievable that this man has taken this country and flipped it to the worst economic bust in history. You know, you used to be able to run to the store to get a dozen eggs, you know, that was 10 miles away, and it didn't cost you more than, you know, a buck and a half to get there and back, including the eggs. Now, if you do that, you know, it's $7 in gas and $7 for a freaking dozen eggs. So, you know, what does he think, that, you know, that most of the people are idiots? And, you know, the Demo creeps, they're just eating it up. You know, they say, well, it's better than having Trump. Well, I don't know about that. You don't have to like the guy for the guy to save you money, to make your life a little bit easier. You don't have to like him. It, you know, just because you don't like him, you don't even have a valid reason for not liking Trump. They say his money was handed to him by his father. Well, Biden's money was handed to him by the United States population. He got the money from somewhere. It didn't grow in Washington.
Right.
You know, the millions of dollars from China, the $1 million from Russia, and now the Chinese are floating balloons overhead. You know, I just don't understand how people can think that this guy is a good man, let alone a good president.
Right. And, you know, people are saying, recession is coming, or it's not coming. Employment rate went down, this and another thing. Here's a simple scale or a simple way to see where the economy's going. The social media site LinkedIn, I guess, has a lot to deal with jobs. It's looking for jobs, looking for work, getting, you know, opportunities, business opportunities. So anyways, the number of jobs on LinkedIn kept going down. So if the economy is doing great, how is LinkedIn, which had thousands of jobs or tens of thousands of jobs, just have thousands of jobs? So, but anyways, you know, we all know the recession is coming. Inflation's out of control. People can be losing their jobs. All the time we hear about layoffs from big tech, big media, CNN, Netflix, Apple, Microsoft, and Google. I mean, these are Amazon. These are all Fortune 500 companies. So it's, you know, it's coming down the pike. Hopefully it's later than sooner. But anyways, moving right along, we go from one disaster to another. Last Sunday was the Grammys, or the award for best music in pop culture or whatever. But like every other award show, the Grammys did not disappoint because it was another award show disappointment. These award shows were woke, boring, and praised the usual people, not conservatives, not veterans, not cops, not doctors. And I only watched about an hour of this. Trevor Noah was mediocre at best. He had a couple jokes, but they weren't gut busters. But anyways, when I noticed these pop artists every year try to make a name for themselves by doing something shocking. And it's always one of three scenarios. They're either satanic, flamboyantly gay, or they're very sexual. And society has become numb to all of this, especially in Hollywood, where the Recording Art Academy for Recording Sciences are located. And, you know, ever since Thomas Edison invented the phonograph, it's been in our face. When he did invent the phonograph, he started recording some curse words. And I want to go through a quick history how music shocked us over the years and how we became so just numb to it. For satanic music, it's been around for over a century because rumor had that blues legend Robert Johnson sold his soul for the devil for a successful career. Now, unfortunately, Mr. Johnson died, I believe, was 27 years old, and he only put out a couple albums. Then when rock and roll came around, you had so-called satanic acts or satanic-looking acts, including Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, Judas Priest, Motley Crue, Iron Maiden, Dio, Kiss, Alice Cooper, Marilyn Manson, and so on and so forth. Now, none of these bands worship Satan, but the jury is out on Jimmy Page, and I know only of one person that actually worships Satan, and that's King Diamond, but he does not encourage others to do it. It's a private thing. So anyways, in terms of the homosexuality purpose of it, first you had Liberace in the 50s, then you had Little Richard, who, I don't know, he swings both ways or what. Then you had David Bowie and his alter ego Ziggy Stardust. Queen had frontman Freddie Mercury, who was gay, but he just kept it to himself more or less. But, I mean, just his music from that band was just, you know, all, you know, rock. Then Elton John was Elton John dressing up as a Donald Duck or whatever. But nobody doubted his sexuality. And then, of course, the 80s gave us Walter Yerke's favorite band ever, Culture Club, where Boy George dressed like a chick and nobody knew if it was a guy or a girl. And then you had George Michael, who finally came out and became the king of cruising. And then you had other pop acts as Erasure, Right Said Fred, the Indigo Girls, Melissa Etheridge, and then on and on and on. Then you have the gratuitous sex. When rock and roll first came out, it was applied with songs like The Twist, Rock Around the Clock, and so on, where, you know, had sexual innuendo. Then Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry came out, and, you know, it turns out later Chuck Berry was a ladies' man. Then the 60s came out, and you had guys like Jim Morrison in his tight leather pants. Then the 70s, you had Robert Plant in his open shirts and really too tight pants. Then Madonna came out and just put it in all our faces. Now she's trying to put her face back together. And then you had Britney Spears and you got Lady Gaga, everybody showing, you know, leaving nothing to imagination. And then you had 80s hair bands with put hot chicks in all the videos. Then came the rap music. Nothing but, you know, female dogs and hoes and booty shaking and that's that. And just constantly. Then a couple of years ago, an artist named Lil Nas X rolled all three together. He was gay. He had a almost pro Satan video, and he was very very sexually. I don't know what we call for, you know, guys sticking in your face. But anyways, later in the Grammy Awards, you had some dude who wanted to be a chick wins a Grammy. And it was announced that you had the first transgender person win a Grammy. You thought that the dude in the dress found a cure for COVID. They were going just bonkers. Now, of course, this should not surprise or shock anyone. The Recording Arts Academy people are based in Los Angeles, California. This is normal to them, but they want to push it on us. And I don't know what the ratings were. I'm not. I really don't care. But I'm sure they're probably in the toilet. And as the Grammy Awards came around, the price of cocaine shot up higher than a Chinese spy balloon. But, you know, look for the same garbage or worse this year with the Emmys for television, the Oscars for movies, and then God knows what next year for the Grammys. Well, what say you about this mess for music?
Well, you know, music's always been a strange topic, you know, going all the way back into the 1800s when they first started recording music, with on the records, on the phonograph records and such. And the people in the business, as they call it, the biz, is that what they call it, the biz, the music biz? You know, they've always put themselves on a hierarchy, on a high pedestal. And in order to get involved with that high pedestal, you had to do what they wanted. And if they were gay, you had to do something about it.
So, God forbid they should just make decent music. But anyways, we'll come back. We'll talk about the Super Bowl, my Valentine's Day plans, and whatever else we got time for. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back, and that's probably one of the greatest songs ever made by the band Yes. That is Starship Trooper off the Yes album. And folks, if you listen to us, we'll admit it. Listen to us on Red 42. We have nothing but the best bumpers, period. But anyways, going back to music, 64-year-old sex symbol Madonna, who spent a fortune looking like something she's not, like a cyborg or something, wrote on Twitter saying, "The world is threatened by my power and my stamina, my intelligence and my will to survive. But they will never break me. This is all the test." Madonna, you're 64 years old. You're a Social Security recipient. Nobody's threatened by you. If you're going on tour, just say, "Hey, everybody, look for me on tour. Come to a town near you. You know, go to Madonna.com or whatever." But, you know, she was trying to make this great statement from an 80s pop icon making this great statement. Again, she's probably an AARP member and a Social Security recipient. Any comments on Madonna being threatened by the world?
I don't know. She, you know, a couple of years ago I posted and I just reposted it that, you know, when celebrities are alleged celebrities, let's say celebrities, when their careers are over and they're washed up, they got to step up and make stupid statements, whether it's political or personal, and just to get back into people talking about them. So as far as that goes, I'm not going to talk about her.
Right. I mean, she's worth a couple of dollars. So there's no, you know, just live your life. It's not like, you know, you don't see members of the Beatles or Led Zeppelin, you know, making all these statements about stupid statements. But anyways, I digress.
I can't see, you know, a person going to a Madonna concert and she's 64, 65 years old, singing like a virgin. So.
Right. You got, I mean, I went to, I was in the DC subway system about 10 years ago, coming home, and it was after Madonna concert, and you had a whole bunch of suburban housewives, you know, long in the tooth, and you had a bunch of 50-year-old gay dudes trying to head home, and it was just a mess. I felt sorry for the poor people working for the metro system trying to get these people home on these trains. But anyways, moving right along. Well, are you going to plan on watching the Super Bowl tomorrow?
I probably will. You know, it's a little bit of entertainment. I mean, there's a lot of entertainment on TV that's crap, so that I watch. And, you know, this is just another crappy form of entertainment. I mostly watch it for the commercials.
Right.
Commercials can be funny sometimes.
Well, I want to watch the halftime show because, what's her name? The girl's name is Rihanna, the pop star. Supposedly, I have it on good authority that her opening song is not going to be one of her hits, but the 1970s classic "Day of the Eagle," which is a bumper here on 7Fire Radio. So, you can bet what song she's going to sing first. Now, if she comes out with "Day of the Eagle," I win $100 million. So, let's hope I'm right. What? So.
Oh boy. You know, people watch the halftime show hoping that another nipple will pop out. You know, that's been going on for 20 years. So,
right.
Don't watch the halftime show.
Right. Janet Jackson, I believe she won a Grammy. Janet Jackson is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but Grand Funk Railroad is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that says a lot about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You got Janet Jackson, who's a pop star. She's pretty good at singing them songs and shaking her ass, but she's not Grand Funk Railroad. But anyways, I digress. Walt, this is the Saturday before Valentine's Day. Do you have any plans for Valentine's Day?
Well, I hope I wake up in the morning.
Well, here,
no.
I hope you wake up too, but I have a very those celebrating Valentine's Day, here are my plans. I'm going to go to this restaurant near my house called Giovanni's. It's not the Olive Garden. And, folks, if you go on a Valentine's date or if you take a date out to Olive Garden, you know, hopefully your girl runs out of the restaurant because that is one of the worst restaurants ever. Anyways, I can go to Giovanni's. You know, the old guy is from the old country. And it's got the red and white checkerboard tablecloth. It's got the wine bottle with the candle in it, the wax all over the place. It's got Luigi with the handlebar mustache playing violin. You know, it's dimly lit. And I'm going to get some calamari, some fried prawns, some veal parmesan with a homemade gravy. some penne pasta, and then have some good Italian wine. Now, Italian wine has to be consumed at room temperature. Don't chill Italian wine. Don't put ice in Italian wine. So that's my plan for Valentine's Day. I'll be going to Giovanni's by myself. I gotta think of a way to beat the check because Giovanni's not cheap. Well, any comments on my Valentine's Day plans?
Yeah, but none I could say on the air.
Valentine's Day.
Why don't you just go down to Skid Row and pick a homeless lady and take her out to dinner?
But the problem is that they have standards too, and for whatever reason I don't meet their standards.
Get the homeless lady a new shopping cart or something.
Yeah. we're supposed to bring back to my place.
Well, that's up to you. To each his own. That's up to you. I'd stop at the new shopping cart.
All right. So I'll steal a shopping cart from the one of the stores down here. We got Safeway, we got Giant, and we got Harris Teeter. And there's the homeless shelter on M Street Northwest, right near the U.S. Capitol building, which is nice. Also, one thing here in D.C. is that it's a tent city. These homeless people set up tents everywhere, anywhere and anywhere. If you got some a patch of grass in a public park in Washington, D.C., you can bet dollars to donuts that it's covered by a Coleman tent. So it's an absolute disaster. These people are mentally deranged. They're junkies. Criminal activities going on. You got a couple people, they got these portable ovens or camper ovens to go camping from Coleman, and then they cause fires and deaths. And then the city says, like, all right, we had enough. You have to leave. And the so-called homeless advocates are like, no, these people need a place to live. Well, guess what? A public McPherson Park is not a place for homeless people to camp out at. These are public parks supported by the taxpayers, patronized by the taxpayer. So if I'm with my kids, I don't want to see some dude taking care of his personal needs and behind his Coleman tent, and meanwhile shooting up drugs and doing all sorts of foolishness in a public park. McPherson Park near the McPherson Square train station, which is just absolutely beautiful. They got a beautiful statue of General McPherson on a horse. It looks like somebody out of Woodstock with just with homeless junkies. Anyways, I digress. It's these cities are just absolutely falling apart. My daughter's with, she's with Girl Scouts. They want to do a trip to the city of our births, which is the city of New York. And I told my ex-wife, no. I said, as much as I love New York, as much as I want to go back to New York, I am not going to let my daughter go to New York City under the leadership of, or the non-leadership of one Eric Adams. Well, what say you about the my homeless junkie neighbors and not going up to New York City with my daughter?
Well, go with her. Go with your daughter.
But
be a chaperone. Old is she now? How old is she now?
Well, my youngest daughter is young enough. I'm not going to put her age out there, but she's...
Well, I mean,
She's not old enough to drive a car.
Travel is good experience for anybody, to go see different things in different cultures. But, it's up to you. It's up to you if she can go or not, depending on
But here's the thing. The Commonwealth of Virginia CCW is not recognized by the state or city of New York, put it that way.
All right. Well, then, that's something that you got to discuss with your ex-significant other and
right. Well,
see how she feels about it, too.
Well, come to think of it, we don't have to take it that far because they want an arm and a leg to go up and get a hotel and visit a Broadway play and food and all this other stuff. So it's just out of our price range. So anyways.
Welcome to fatherhood, bro. Get her a tent. Borrow one of the tents from your neighbors. Pitch it in New York and you know, down on, you know, 13th Street and 12th Avenue.
Right. Anyways, special shout out. Miss Crabtree's upset. She got no attention. Miss Crabtree, we mentioned at the beginning of the show. I mean, we barely mentioned anybody else unless they're idiots. But anyways, for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoopstat reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.